بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بشرح لصدري ويسر لي امري واحلل العقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه ومن سن سنته الى يوم الدين. اما بعد، مدير سكه الرجل سيستر بالاسلام، السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. وقلت لي وقابلت ان شاء الله تعالى which was started from 2 weeks ago about the topic of الجن. Yesterday, alhamdulillah, we found out that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us from shayateen and jinn. And we know that jinn, yesterday as we explained it, they have believers and they have disbelievers. The believers, they don't harm anybody. The disbelievers, that's called shayateen, the devils. And when we go through, we found the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yesterday, when we spoke in our hadith, to continue today, that he said, أَهُمْ يَتَلَمَّتُونَ وَيَتَشَمَّمُونَ. They have our ability to touch and to smell. Therefore, the Prophet warned us, none one of you he sleep his single night, or he sleep and he leave any food dry around his mouth, around his hand, because the fat which after we eat, the food, it becomes dry in our hand, from a chicken, from meat, whatever it is. And also we have, especially the children, they eat the food, they eat the sweets, and leave some of it around the mouth, around the hand. And they sleep without washing their hands. Sunnah came and helped us. The Prophet ﷺ said, none one of you permitted to sleep a single night unless he clean his dry, the dry food which remained or will be remained on the hands and on the mouth. Especially our children, the message for our wives. Our sisters, those whom they have like a children, and they leave the children without washing their hands, without washing their mouth, and therefore they complain later, why my child, he cry while he's sleeping. While my husband, he cry while he's sleeping. Why my husband, he wake up, or my child wake up in the middle of the night, trembling, shaking, and actually like he found like a bad dream. The Prophet ﷺ, he gave us the prescriptions and he said, this is because the shaitan came to the son of Adam, the human, and touched him while he's sleeping and licked by his mouth whatever remained around the mouth, whatever remained on the hand. Therefore, the sunnah came and the Prophet never left this world unless he describes everything in detail, what is the solution, what is the solution for the Muslim. Therefore, every one of us need to wonder, to be wonder in this area. So you cannot sleep without washing your hands and washing your mouth, and don't leave remaining of the food because the shaitan came to smell. If your hand is still dry, has a dry food, or still smell after your food you eat and you don't wash your hands, the shaitan came to smell it. And if yet the child or any one of us sleep without washing his mouth, his lips, or all around, the shaitan came and smell you while he's sleeping. That's why you find a bad dream, you wake up in the middle of the night scared from a bad dream, whatever it is, this is stuff. The Muslim needs to worry about it and to teach our children to clean and wash the hand and mouth before they sleep. Otherwise, the Prophet ﷺ said in the end of the hadith, فَلَا تَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَكَ. You don't blame except yourself. Why? Because you don't follow the sunnah. The point is, for the Muslim, they don't have time for the halal. They don't have time for the ilm. That's why all of us we grow according to tradition. No time for ilm, no time for Quran, no time for sunnah, and everybody skates around the class of the ilm, doesn't have time to open the book, and we complain, we run to the doctor, doctor suck your blood and take your money, and he doesn't know what is the solution. But the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us in detail, what is the reason for that, the bad dream, why the child cry while he's sleeping, why my child actually woke up in the middle of the night scared, screaming. That's because the shaitan came and it smelt him, because your child sleep the night time without washing the mouth, without washing the hands, and especially the kids, they always like to eat candy and eat the food and they sleep without any washing. And the brother sometimes is lazy. He doesn't want to move from the bed. And he eats everything in the bed. Give me so and so, give me fruit, whatever it is. And you sleep, your mouth is still carry some food, your now hand carries a dry food, and there was life living in the night time. The shaitan, let her come and smell you first. He come, he has to smell, because the prophet, he mentioned that in hadith. He smell it, he smell, and he love also to lick by his mouth whatever it is the food is still remaining on your hand or around your lips or around your mouth. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, inshaAllah ta'ala, to correct this problem. We need to advise our children. So we found that, alhamdulillah. And also we mentioned yesterday, also that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا يَأْكُلَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِشِمَالِهِ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانُ يَأْكُلُ وَيَشْرَبُ بِشِمَالِهِ. None one of you to eat and drink by the left hand. Because the shaitan eat and drink by the left hand. You find the Muslim. He been in the Muslim masjid. We saw him a long time ago. And when you see him and you concentrate on him, why he pick up the water? He pick it by the left hand and he drink the water by left hand. Why he pick up the food? He pick it and he eat by the left food. Who is eating and drink by the left food, Sheikh Omar? Who is eating and drink by the left food? Left hand? The shaitan. Therefore, whoever gonna do that, he will follow the same steps, footsteps for the shaitan, and don't blame, except you blame yourself, don't blame anybody, because the shaitan will be around you, he loves to misguide you, he loves you to act like it actually. Muslim, before you put the food, you must teach your children, you must train ourselves to follow the sunnah, to eat by the right hand, and to drink by the right hand, and we do everything by the right hand. That is actually the solution for the Muslim in this life. Other way, we will follow the footsteps of the shaitan. The next thing which I like to concentrate today, question. Is the jinn, هل يتناكحون ويتنسلون they marry and also they have children. This is what it says to us. Everybody says shaitan. So the shaitan is one. Everybody has this idea in his mind. We need to learn and understand that they are like humans. They marry, they have children, they increase the day by day because they deliver, there is a woman, she got pregnant and she delivered the baby from the jinn, same thing exactly like human. And we have a lot of evidence to show that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, هُوَ يَرَاكُمْ وَقَبِيلَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ Verily him, that's mean the shaitan. Shaitan from the jinn. He burn him and his tribe sees you while you cannot see them. So they see, they have authority, they have power to enter your house, to see you when you're taking your clothes off, when you meet your wife, to see your wife if you don't meet your wife with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and take refuge with Allah before you meet your wife. Other way he will join you in your wife and he will join you in the food. Muslim, he needs to learn how he protect himself from the shayateen and jinn. The disbeliever of the jinn, they call it shaitan. Disbeliever of the jinn, they call it the shaitan. They join you in everything. So Allah described it for all of us in the Quran that they marry and they eat. And the question is, طالما هم يأكلون ويشربون ويتنكحون إذا لا بد وأنهم يتكفرون. So because we learn from the Sunnah now they eat, they drink, they marry, therefore they are thrive and they increase in children day by day. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also in another hadith in Sahih Muslim, he said, عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه وارضاهما, he said, the shaitan every day, he gathering children above the world. Allah said in the Quran, وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ, and his kingdom, he was in the world. So the shaitan was every day, because they are in the center of the seas and center of Allah, but they mischief in the land, this big corruption in the land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them to the oceans and seas. So the shaitan every day, this believer of the jinn, it means the shaitan, gathering children every day above the water. And he asked them one by one, that means he has a children. He has children here. That children come from what? Come from the air? Or he married? He married and he also has like a children, and his children increase. Offspring every day. He has like offspring, like the human. And he asked them one day, but day by day. Asked them. One child by one child, what did you do today? The young of the shaitan, what did you do today? I let Muhammad, he drink wine today. I let Ahmad or Abdullah, he watch dirty movie today. I let another one, I let him to gamble. I let him to disobey to lie. Whatever it is. He investigates what is the agenda daily. Every day they have a daily agenda. So when they ask one by one is the children, and then until everyone has to report to the father, the child. The child of al-jinn, this believer, it means the shaitan. Report what they did against the human every day. How they misguide the people. And until, so when they reported one by one, I made him to drink, I made him to commit the adultery, I made him to so and so. So he said, you know, he will be tawbah, he will be in tawbah, he will be in repentance. Until he reached one child, he said, I separate Muhammad or Abdullah from his wife. I let Muhammad, he became angry, and then what, when he became angry, what did he do? He said what? Go, you are divorced. He is the giant shaitan, he will tell me, shahid the child from the shaitan, shayateen, he told them, you are my beloved son. Why? Because you made Ahmad or Muhammad or Abdullah or Ahmad divorce Zainab, divorce Fatima. That is the best goal. That is the best for the shaitan. Why? To destroy the family member. Therefore, the Prophet, he warned us, most of us will become mad. Sometimes from our wife, from our children, from the brothers in Islam. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he advised us how we deal with that situation. It is, إِذَا غَضِبَ أَحَدُكُمْ وَكَانَ وَاقِفًا فَلْيَجْلِسْ. If anyone of you get angry while he was standing, so what he had to do? Sit down. وَإِذَا غَضِبَ وَهُوَ جَالِسْ فَلْيَتَّكِكْ. And if he became angry while he's sitting, what he has made mistake, what he has to do? To lay down. Right. And actually, while you make it angry, he will follow you. He will follow you with every position. And while he's sleeping, he comes to you and he makes you angry. You make angry. While he's sleeping, what you have to do? Jump, stand up. And what is the best solution? Go and renew your wudu. Even if you are in wudu, go and renew your wudu, because the wudu versus the shaitan, he will escape completely from you. Shaitan, he is scared from those who are in a state of wudu. Though if you find yourself in a state of angry or wrath, so what you have to do? Run to the bathroom and renew your wudu. That is the best solution to destroy all the shayateen, to escape from you completely. And then, the Prophet also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while he said, while the Imam giving the khutbah in the Jum'ah, if anyone of you, غَلَبَهُ النُّعَاسِ, if anyone of you feels bleeding in his brain, while he listened to the khutbah from the Imam, what you should do? Change your brain. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَلْيُغَيِّرْ مَقْعَدَهُ فَإِنَّهُ مَكَانٌ بِالشَّيْطَانِ. He has to change his seat, alright? Because this his seat became what? A place for the shaitan. He will come to you and make your head very heavy while the Imam giving the khutbah. And some brothers, they love, especially when the Imam is taught, he said, you know, he gonna talk too much. I know everything. Let me sleep. Actually, I'm very finished. This man, I get fire from him. All the fire, he speak. Let me get a hit from him. Because I get fire. I know everything. And he's snoring. He's snoring. And the Imam, actually, he does it. He tried to explain as much as he could, but the brother, he is right pudding with who in the tree. Subhanallah. So he became like a state. So if you find yourself right away, he's leaving while the Imam gives the khutbah, what you should do, so you move from your seat, because the Prophet, he described it, he cleared it for all of us, it is a place for the shaitan, move it to another place. Sunnah doesn't leave anything unless the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained it to us. The question is, هل يموتون ولهم عمرك الإنسان. We have questions today too, to ask about the jinn. They die? Like human or they have? Because we know the shaitan, Iblis. When he disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Allah commanded him to go straight to Adam. All the angels, they did the same. He go straight to Adam. Except the shaitan, Iblis. He said, قال أنا خير منه. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questioned him. Why did not prostrate while I command you? Why did not prostrate? He says, أَنَا خَيْرٌ I am better than him. خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. You created me from fire and you created the human from what? Tin, dust, clay. So the shaitan, he looked physically, material, deal with the star, with the situation materialistic. So we consider the fire is higher than the dust. So that's why, how come I am greater than the human? How come you command me to prostrate for somebody lower than me? He took it that way, but he became in a state of arrogance. Disbelieve Allah, he refused. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approached him, he said, Oh my Rabb, قال ربي فأنظرني إلى يوم يبعثون. Oh my Lord, أنظرني, don't destroy me. My brother, my Lord, don't destroy me. Until the day of the resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered, it is exactly the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him, and he said, Allah answered, in Surah Al-A'raf and the other, قال فإنك من المنظرين. God, you are from among those people who will live eternally until the day of the judgment. Allah gives him a life. He doesn't buy Iblis, a shaitan. So from this meaning of our question today, that all of them, they don't die, because Allah, he gives him a time to live until the day of the resurrection, the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of the judgment. Meaning all of them, they have eternal life, they don't die? No, the answer is not. The answer is not. Only Iblis, the one who misguides our brother, our father, and misguides all of us. That shaitan, he has authority to live for until the day of the judgment, to misguide you, to continue misguide you, to let you disbelieve, disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But the general, the trial of jinn, yes, they die like human also. We're talking about the belief, and again, don't confuse. We have two things here we need to understand. We have the jinn are two groups. Group are a believer, they are good. They worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala like you and me. They pray. You may find them around here, but you cannot see them. They pray with you in the same masjid. They come and pray in jama'ah. They fast Ramadan. They pay zakat. They do everything exactly that the believers of the jinn. But the disbeliever of the jinn, that's called the shaitan. Marabatu shayateen. The giant of the jinn became what? The disbeliever of the jinn became the shaitan. The shaitan also is able to produce children. He married also and has children. Because Allah mentioned that. أَفَتَتَّخِذُ Surah Al-Kahf. أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي بئس للظالمين بدلا. الله سبحانه وتعالى يسألي كوتشن عظم يكوتشن هاليومن يدفن him and ذريته. ذرية اسمه offspring and his offspring أولياء أولياء the glory of wali. Be will take the shaitan as أولياء. Yes. Muslim take the shaitan as أولياء. And تتخذونه وذريته him and his offspring. Allah mentioned that he has offspring. That means he married because he eats and drink, and he married, so he has children also, like a human. Yes. But the shaitan, the disbeliever, the giant, doesn't die. Allah gave him a time, by the wisdom of Allah, by the command of Allah, it is the decision of Allah Ta'ala, to until the day of resurrection. Because if when the shaitan will die, the shaitan, what's going to happen? What is the evil will be what? The muttaqeen, the best of the Sahaba. But subhanAllah, he could, Allah give him a time until the day of the judgment. That is the decision of Allah, because Allah, he created what? Jannah, and he created what? Hellfire. And it's written in the Qadr that there is a Jannah, there is a hellfire. If everybody will be a believer, what is the hellfire will do? We don't need the hellfire, but the hellfire is very, very for who? The follower of the shaitan, those who disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore, we understood from our hadith today, the current lesson, that the shaitan had one offspring and he married and he produced children. And that's what we need to learn today, inshaAllah ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Ibn Abbas, he said, a beautiful dua, Allahumma laka aslam. The dua in Nabi sallam, oh my Lord, I submit. وبك أمن and to believe in you يا الله and then وعليك توكلت and I put my trust and depend on Allah تبارك وتعالى وإليك أنا I give everything I all my problems everything in my life يا الله I give it to you I trust to you يا الله سبحانه وتعالى I depend on you يا الله I submit everything to you يا الله right وبك أقم And by you, Ya Allah, I cut my relation with whom you hate. Allah Ta'ala, some disobedience. Allah Ta'ala dislikes him. So whoever Allah Ta'ala dislikes him, this is our enemy. We cannot have any relation with him. That's what the meaning of وَبِكَ فَقَمْ اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي يَعُوذُ بعزتك oh my lord I need your glory and your power لا إله إلا أنت ضلني to misguide me يا الله to stray to put me in a stray يا الله you pray to Allah تبارك وتعالى to protect you to be misguided أنت الحي you are the light الذي لا يموت who will never die Allah تبارك وتعالى والجن والإنس يموتون. The Prophet in the end of the dua said, الجن والإنس, جن and human, يموتون. They will die. So that's proof for you from the hadith of the Prophet that the jinn will die like you and me, inshallah, ta'ala. And Anas رضي الله عنه وارضاه in the situation, he said, actually, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل الصلاة يستعيذ بالله من الخبث والخبائث. He used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect him from al-khubuth. Al-khubuth it means the plural of khabith. Khubuth it means the female of the shaitan. And wal-khabaith the female of the shaitan. So if you don't seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you enter the bathroom, they have authority. They are not the believer jinn. They are the giants of al-jinn, male and female. What will they will be? They will be in a very bad area, like that room. They love to live in a very place. But the good jinn, the righteous, the believer jinn, they love that place, empty place, but not dirty like the other one, because it is the disbeliever, they like everything that they are dirty. And the believer, they always wake up in the prayer in a fajr time, and they freed all of us. They start to go to the masjid, my up. You may go to the masjid and you have around you a thousand of jinn, but you don't see them. They go to the masjid also. They may, you may find next to you, they are everywhere also by Allah who go to the masjid and bring in the masjid the believer. But we're talking about the giant of the disbeliever of the jinn, which you call it shaitan, those, they love to dirty place. They love to stay in a dirty place. They love to stay in the bathroom, in the very bad area, and that's not the Prophet of Allah. He said, when you enter in the bathroom or you go in a mountainous area, nobody lives in this area. You must refuse, seek refuge with Allah wa ta'ala again is the shaitan because they love to live in the very area. And then after that, هل يتشكلون? We have a question. Last one. Do they have able to change the form? Yes. They have able to change the form to be a human. Abu Hurairah, Hadith Abu Hurairah, remember? When he caught a man in the night time to steal. He steal the thieves and he cry from the zakah. And he caught him three times. And the Prophet asked him without what did the captive man, which is a captive man, let us say, what he told you, Abu Hurairah. And the Prophet did not see, but Allah informed his messenger by wahi, by revelation, what happened, who visited Abu Hurairah, because of Allah, the Prophet ﷺ, he gave authority and power or job to Abu Hurairah to protect or secure the zakah for Ramadan. The zakah for Ramadan is seen. And he caught a man every night for 3 nights, and the Prophet ﷺ, in the end, he explained to him that he was the shaitan, but in the end, in order to free him, he told him, free me, I have children, I am in difficult shape, and so on, so free me, don't take me to the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of why I had intention to catch him and send him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but this shaitan actually asked Abu Hurairah to free him, and I told him, I'm going to tell you something good today. And what's the good thing he teaches to Abu Hurairah? He told him ayat al-kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa. When the Prophet, the second morning, he met the Abu Hurairah in the Fajr time, he told him, what's your captive? Or the prisoner? Your prisoner, yes, but they, what did he do for you, Ya Abu Hurairah? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I put him and I have intention to bring him to you. Actually, so, but he asked me, let me teach you something good. And he told me, ayat from Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the Ayat Al-Kursi. The Prophet is saying in the end, قَالَ قَدْ صَدَقَتْ وَهُوَ كَذُوبٌ. He says the truth about the Ayat is the best protection. The Prophet says, man and woman, any believer, recite Surah or Ayat Al-Kursi before his sleep, no shaitan, no jinn can come to him arose. Nothing arose. And whoever stays in the morning, Allah will send the angel to protect you until the Maghrib time. And when you say that before you sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will secure you until the next morning if you say Ayat al-Kursi, teach it to your children, teach it to your wife, and we need to be trained to follow the sunnah, that's what we need. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finally said, Al-Kalbul Aswad Shaytan Taqsilun. The black dog, the pure black dog, sometimes you find some people catch exactly or have like a very dark, pure, sharp black. And when you look at his eyes, he says, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Right away. Why? Because the Prophet says, it is the, for he's the shaytan, kill him. ولولا أن ابتلاد أمة لأمرت بقتلها فاقتلوا منها كل أسود بعيم. I know because the dogs are nations. Other way, because they are nation, I cannot drop the order to kill all of it. But from among this dog, kill only what? The black, the pure black dog, because he is the shaitan. We don't talk about colors here. The colors here, exactly in Islam, we don't have any religion. But we're talking about the Prophet, he chose this because the shaitan, he likes to be in the very dark black, which has no spot. Sometimes you find the dog has a spot, white spot, a red spot, you're talking about pure, totally black, sharp black, that is from the shaitan, the Prophet commanded us to kill it. But if you could have been United States, what going to have in the Shaitai? Then I hope you in Nigeria, that he never did that. It's all right. Allah, Allah, Hamdik, Ashara, Allah, 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 اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شياطين الإنس والجن. اللهم احمي أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين. اللهم ابني لنا مسجد من هاتف. اللهم ابني لنا مسجد من هاتف. يا رب يا الله جيب أصل توفيق. يا الله جيب أصل تخصص تكمبلي ذا بروجكت. يا الله جيب توفيق for the people, the board and the committee and every one of the Muslims in this masjid to build the masjid من هاتف. أتمنى سبحانه وتعالى to make this job إن شاء الله and this work. Sincerely to you, Ya Allah, without looking for any position, without looking for anything, sincerely for you, Ya Allah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect and give victory for all Muslims everywhere, and to make all of us love each other in the Allah, and to enter the Jannah with our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be saved from the hellfire, to be saved from the fitna in this life, to be saved from the punishment in the grave.